Hello.
Hi, David.
Yes.
Hello. Hi, David. My name is Jesse Jones. I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
All right, that's good to hear. Well, we're conducting a national opinion survey, and I'm not selling you anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Okay?
What polling group are you with?
I'm sorry?
What polling organization are you with?
I'm not with any organization. I'm just with the National Opinion Survey. This is just the upcoming polls and all that. You know, my opinion is very different from your opinion. Your opinion does matter to us. And all it is a set of questions about, you know, issues in your community and the nation. Your opinion matters to us very much. So if you don't mind, just take a few minutes.
All right.
Set of questions. Now, I am speaking to the head of the household, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We'll begin this. What are the chances you will vote in the November general elections for president or U.S. Senate or U.S. Congress and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote?
Yes.
Or are the chances 50-50? You will vote?
Certain to vote.
Okay. Perfect. Now, let me ask you a quick question. What is your age?
90.
All right. Let's see here. Now, excuse the question. What racial, ethnic, or what's your ethnic background here?
White.
White, okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president. U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of election officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or you disapprove of their job. Okay. Donald Trump as president. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman. Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approve. Okay. Sherrod Brown as senator. Strongly approve?
Negative.
Negative? So is that somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I don't approve of his voting record.
Okay. So is strongly disapprove okay for you?
Pardon me?
Strongly disapprove, is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Joe Biden. As president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove. The worst president we've ever had.
Loud and clear, sir. Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable, unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or unfamiliar with them, okay?
All right.
Okay. Derek Marin.
Who?
Derek Marin.
Oh, I'm not too crazy about him. I know he's a Republican candidate, but I'm not too crazy about him.
So would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Perfect. Okay. Republicans in Congress, how do you feel about that? Are you favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay.
You can't give any of them a top rating.
All right, sir. Once again, your opinion does matter to us, so I really love to hear your opinion here, okay? Joe Biden. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, somewhat favorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Next one. Democrats in Congress. How do you feel about that? Are you favorable, very unfavorable, unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. The next I'm going to read is an institution. First Energy.
I don't know much about that.
Okay. So is it okay if I put never heard of?
I've heard of it, but I couldn't respond one way or another to your question.
Okay.
I don't know enough about them to respond one way or the other.
So it's not that you're favorable or unfavorable. You just don't feel comfortable providing an answer for them?
Right.
Okay. Now, Donald Trump, are you very favorable, somewhat, or very unfavorable, or somewhat unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Marcy Kaptur. How do you feel about Marcy Kaptur? Are you very favorable, somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Okay. You're doing a great job so far. We're about halfway complete with the survey, okay? In this elections for U.S. Congress, if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or Democrat Party?
Republican.
Okay. If the elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat? Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. or Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Just a moment right here. Republican Donald Trump. All right. And if the elections for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Moreno.
Okay. That's very loud and clear there. I love your interaction here, okay? And if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marine or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marine.
Excellent. Okay. Marine. So is that a strong answer, or you just lean towards the Republican?
More than lean.
So it's a definitely Republican Marine, right? Derek Marine.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So let's go on to the next one. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Not at this time. We need a change in Washington.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. And I already heard your opinion and all that good stuff, and these are just questions I have to ask. That way I get your best opinion on it, okay? Now,
all right.
Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda for Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you let me rephrase this, okay? Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make you no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true, please say so.
Well, I think it's true.
True?
I'm not going to vote for her because we need a change in Washington.
Okay. Okay, let me read off the answers I have right here because it is multiple. So it's much less likely that you vote, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true. You're not voting for her. Much less likely.
I'm not voting for her, no.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marine. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference, okay? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you don't think it's true, please say so. This is the first statement. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marine wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies would save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Much less likely to vote, some likely, no difference, more likely, or not true.
It won't make me any difference. I'm voting straight Republican all the way.
I really respect your answers here, and these are just statements that we have to read off. That way we can get a clear understanding, okay? Now, this is the next statement here, sir. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marine voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marine voted no on that. Does that make you much less likely to vote? Somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true?
Doesn't change. I don't know whether it's true or not, but it won't change my opinion.
So does it? It makes no difference, or?
Makes no difference.
Okay.
None of them are perfect. I don't agree with any of them 100%.
I completely respect your opinion here, sir. Now, this is the next statement, okay? Derek Marine wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marine's bill would prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and could even fine them punishable by death. Marine's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. How do you feel about that? Much less likely, somewhat less, no difference, or more likely not to vote?
No difference.
Okay. The next one. In the state, legislator Derek Marine supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premium by more than double while also cutting employee sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marine would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age. How do you feel about that? Most less likely?
I have a question of you. Do you have any positive questions about him, or are they all negative?
I myself, I'm unable to give you like my personal opinion because here was...
Yeah, I think your line of questioning is ridiculous, so I'll skip that one.
You skip this one? Okay.
If you have any more ridiculous questions like that, don't ask me them.
If it's okay, just for the recording, I'll read it, and I kind of get the drift here that it makes no difference for you for this Derek Marine. Am I right?
It makes no difference. I'm telling you, I give you the absolute truth. I'll vote for anybody who isn't a Democrat. They're screwing the nation, and I'm fed up with them. I don't give a damn what their record is. If they're Democrat, I'm not voting for it.
Okay. I have just two more statements on this Derek Marine. If you don't mind, just bear with me here. We're about 80% complete with this. And if you don't agree, just say
well,
no.
Well, if they're the same line of questioning, you're wasting your time.
It's almost the same, but it's only going to take about 30 seconds, okay? After taking money from First Energy and criminal-involved biggest corruption case in the state history, Derek Marine was one of the loudest voices in favor of the billing bailed in First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as for foot the bill of Marine's corruption. So this makes no difference for you, sir, or more likely?
No difference.
Okay, the last one, very quick. In the state legislature, Derek Marine sought extravagant upgrades in his office, like plush carpeting, new furnished up artwork, and regal signs of lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggles to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. How do you feel about that? No difference?
No difference.
All right.
You should be ashamed of yourself asking so many slanted questions.
I completely agree with you, and I respect your opinion here, and we're almost
That's what's wrong with politics today. Just what you're doing is what's wrong with politics today.
And we love that you're voicing your opinion. This is exactly why we take these surveys, sir. So please don't take it personal with me. I'm just doing my job at the end of the day. But we really love to hear your opinion. That's why those questions are the way they are. And you state exactly how you feel, okay? So this is one of the last questions right here. Based on what you heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marine? Or would you still vote for him? So in your own words,
I will vote for him because we need to get rid of the Democrats who are selling us down the river. And I'll vote for anybody who isn't a Democrat.
So
I know that sounds obnoxious, but the country is going to hell in a bandwagon.
And I completely respect your opinion here. I have to put this word for word right here because this really does matter. I have to type this in, okay? So you stated, I will vote for him.
For Marino, the Republican?
No. It says...
Is that your question?
This is my question. Based on what you heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marine?
None.
Okay, so you will vote for any Democrat, you said?
No. I will vote for anybody running against a Democrat.
Okay.
We need a clean change.
I will vote for anyone running against Democrat, right? Democrat. We need a clean. And what was the last statement, sir?
We need a clean change.
Change.
We need a clean house in Washington.
Okay.
And I don't know of a Democrat who is doing a stellar job. Certainly not Schumer, you know. Certainly not Pelosi. She's a damn disgrace, you know. And Schiff and those scoundrels in California. The country is going down the wrong path.
That's very important. Our country is going down the wrong path. Okay, let me go ahead and read off what I wrote right here for you because I do have to put this verbatim and word for word. So if this matches what you stated, then we can almost complete this, okay? I will vote for anyone running against Democrat. We need to clean house. We need to clean the White House. The country is going down the wrong path. Is that okay?
Right.
Perfect. Okay. One of the last questions here. We're about 85% done. Sometimes over the course
I've heard enough. I don't have any more to offer. Thank you.
We're almost done, sir. Please bear with me.